It was hard to say who was happier, Rowan Topp or his teammates. The Guelph Storm defenseman finally got his first OL goal Friday night, scoring in the first period of an entertaining 7-5 loss to the Oshawa Generals at the Sleeman Center. It came in his 111th game. "It feels nice. Obviously, it would have been a lot better if we'd have got the win," said Topp, 18, a player whose bread and butter is as a stay-at-home defenseman. "It was no cheapie either." Charlie Paget's parallel pass just inside the Oshawa blue line found a streaking Topp, who took his time before firing a wrist shot to the top corner over the shoulder of Generals goaltender Jacob Oster. He was mobbed by teammates after the goal, most notably by an exuberant Paquette. "Me and Charlie have been joking for a while now about when I was going to get it. I'm really happy he was able to assist that. He looked pretty happy. I appreciate how happy he was for me." Topp said there has been a lot of good-natured ribbing from teammates about his scoring drought, but he said, he goes along with it. "They know it's not my game, but to a certain extent it feels good to get one finally. For the record, he got the puck." Topp's goal gave Guelph a 2-0 lead and it ended that way after 20 minutes. But the Generals, led by Beckett Senecky, rallied for 4 unanswered goals in the second period to take a lead they would never relinquish. Senecky would finish the night with the hat trick. Storm made a game of it in the third period. Trailing 6-3, they got 2 goals from Max Namestnikov, the latter coming with 3:38 left in regulation. But a Colby Barlow empty netter with 27 seconds on the clock sealed the deal for the Generals. A valiant but somewhat predictable result considering Guelph's defense consisted of Topp, 3 rookies and 2 forwards playing defense for the night due to injury and illness to 3 regular defensemen. Leo Serlin and Lev Katzin had Guelph's other goals. Jet Luchanko and Paquette each had 2 assists. "We're making a push here and we're playing a lot better than we have in the past and I think that's important," Topp said. "It's not ideal, but we do the best we can," Topp said of the shorthanded situation on the back end right now. "The forwards are doing a great job with what they know. We managed well. It sucks we couldn't get the win, but I thought we had a decent game." The loss leaves Guelph 3 points back of the final playoff spot, where Sault Ste. Marie and Owen Sound are currently tied. Guelph plays in Flint Saturday, then hosts the Sudbury Wolves Monday, Family Day, at 2 p.m.